In today's Mishnah, we're in the seventh and final Mishnah, the third Perek Masechta Nazir, and then we'll start the fourth Perek. Mishnah begins, Mishayu Shteikite Eidim Midototo. So we have an individual here where there are two sets of witnesses that are testifying, providing contradictory testimony, as we'll learn, regarding how many terms of Nizirut this individual accepted upon himself. Elu Meidin Shenazar Shteim, one set of witnesses says this individual said that he wanted to take on two terms of Nizirut. Ve'elu Meidin, and the other pair of witnesses says Shenazar Chamesh, that he wanted to take on five. And the person in question here, he's silent, either he doesn't remember, or he says, no, I didn't take on anything, he's trying to contradict them. So in that situation, Beit Shammai says, Nechleka Ha'edut. Here we've got two contradictory sets of witnesses, Ve'inka Nizirut, and therefore there's no testimony at all, so he's not a Nazirut at all. Beit Hillel Omer, they say, Yesh Bichlal Chamesh Shtayim. The pair of witnesses that said that he took upon himself five terms of Nizirut, well, that would encompass the two terms that the other set of witnesses testified about. So therefore, really, everyone agrees that he has accepted upon himself at least two terms of Nizirut. Consequently, Shiye Nazir Shtayim. Therefore, this individual would have to take upon himself two terms of Nizirut, so two terms of 30 days. Let's now start the fourth parak. Mishnah begins, Mi Sha'amar Hareini Nazir. An individual says, I want to be a Nazir. V'shamach Havero, and his friend says, V'amar, thinks that's a great idea, says, V'ani, meaning I want to be just like him. And another individual hears the second person, this is the third individual, says, V'ani, and I too want to be like the second person. Importantly here, they didn't say, I want to be a Nazir, but importantly, they said, I want to be just like the person that preceded me in the line. So his Kabbalah Nizirut, his accepted opinion as Nazirut, is really dependent on the person prior to him. Mishnah says in that situation, clearly, Kulam Nizirim, they all have to observe that term of Nizirut. However, Hutar HaRishon, if the first person goes to a Chacham and to undo the Neder, as one can do, just like one can undo any Neder, then in that situation, Hutar Kulam, since they were all in a chain-like manner, dependent on that first person who accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, and that was undone, therefore, none of them have a Kabbalat Nizirut, none of them have a term of Nizirut that is binding. However, Hutar Acharon, if only the last person undid the Neder and went to a Chacham to undo it, then Ha'acharon Mutar, then he wouldn't be required to be Nazir anymore, but all those that preceded him would. What if Hamar Hareini Nazir? What if he says, I want to be a Nazir, V'shamach HaVeiro, and his friend says, Pi Kepiv Usari Kesaro. My mouth is like his mouth, meaning, and this is in respect to the prohibition of having any wine or grape products, and my hair is like his hair, meaning it's going to be restricted, the same restrictions, I'm not going to have a haircut. Importantly here, the Bartanura says it's not just enough to say my hair is like his hair or my mouth is like his mouth, it has to really also add my mouth is like his mouth with respect to wine, or my hair is like his hair that it's not going to be cut. In any event, Mishnah says, Harei Zen Nazir. That's enough to accept upon himself this neder of being a Nazir. If someone says, Harei Ni Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, V'shama Ishto, and his wife said, heard it, and she said, that's a great idea, V'amra Ani, I also want to be one too. Then, in that situation, the husband can mefer et shela, is the capacity, as we've learned back in Masechta Nedarim, that a husband has the capacity to mefer, put an end to the neder of his wife, so too here, accepting upon oneself to become a Nazir is much like a neder, so he can put a stop to that and say, no, you're not going to be a Nazir. However, for Shelo Kayam, but his Nizirut stays in place, because he can't avatil his own Nizirut. And being Mefir, her acceptance has no impact on his. However, Harein Nizira, if his wife says, I want to be Nizira, Vishama Ba'ala, and the husband hears it and says, Va'amar, yes, Va'ani, and I too, then, by doing so, Mishnah says, Eni Chola Hafer, he's no longer able to Mefer her acceptance of being a Nizira. That is because by saying Va'ani and I too, he's effectively been Mekayim, effectively substantiated or put a stamp of approval on that acceptance of a Nizirut that his wife made. Because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to say Va'ani and I too want to become a Nazir. What's interesting though is as follows. Here Kati brings an important point at the end. If his wife wanted to become a Nizira and she says, I'm going to be a Nazira, and someone else heard and says, I want to be a Nazir just like her, in that situation, if he is Mefer, the husband puts a stop to her neder, this other individual would still be a Nazir, the one who heard the wife's neder. Now, why is that? We said previously, if someone makes a neder to become a Nazir, and someone says, I want to be just like him, and that first person undoes that neder to become a Nazir, then everyone who is dependent on him becomes undone. And that is because the difference is based on what we said previously, which is the difference between being Matir Neder and Mefer Neder. When a Chacham is Matir Neder, it undoes it retroactively at its very core as if it was never made. However, if we explain back in Masechta Nedarim, once a husband is mefer a neder, it doesn't uproot it from its core, it simply stops it where it is. Consequently, going back, that person who heard the wife's neder and says, I want to be just like her, at that time she was a nezira, and she will ever, forever be a nezira at that time. The husband's not changing what happened at that point in time when that person said, I want to be a nezira just like her. All he's doing is stopping her from being a nazir going forward. That's why that other person who heard the neder and says, yes, I want to be just like her, it is still binding for him. Those are the Mishnah today.